So, hey everyone, how are you all going? Everyone's good? I've done this so many times, I don't know how I can keep getting away with it. But anyway, you're all good? Okay, so go home. We don't want people who are good here, we want people who are suffering. Okay, so all of the people who are happy, well-adjusted, normal, go and live your happy, well-adjusted, normal lives, right? You don't need us. And but all of those who are losers, who are messed up, right? Those who are conflicted, suffering, down, confused, you're our people, okay? So please come and be here with us, and you can be sure that you'll find plenty of companions in the robes who are feeling just like you are. Okay, so we're going to start this evening, I believe, by doing a bit of meditation. Is that right? Yeah. So do you guys want to do some meditation? Yeah. Really? Or do you just kind of think that you should do some meditation? You want to? Okay, that's good. What about those 12 kids in Thailand? Right. Amazing. Yeah. And then when they that's how they survived, right? So we've been teaching meditation for so many years, and no one has ever said, you know, learn meditation because if you're ever stuck down a cave, it will help you survive, right? This is one of the one of the benefits of meditation. But it's true, right? And this is these are skills that will help you cope in any situation. So we'll do some meditation now. I teach meditation a lot in different contexts, and one of the things that I try to do is I try to give you a choice as to what kind of meditation you want to do. So the Buddha taught, according to tradition, he taught 40 kinds of meditation. Right? So, but I'm going to give you a choice of 3 different kinds of meditation this evening, and I'm going to get you to vote and to see which one. We live in a democracy. Still, I don't know how long that's going to last, but anyway, for the time being, we're in a democracy, and you're going to get the chance to vote on what kind of meditation you want to do, all right? And because this is Australia, you have to vote, all right? If you don't vote, you have to leave a compulsory donation. Okay, only kidding. Okay, so the 3 kinds of meditation that we're going to do, so first one is breath meditation. Right? Mindfulness of breathing, especially good when you're in caves where there's like low oxygen. Excellent. Breath meditation. Number 2, loving kindness meditation. Okay. Also very good for when you're in the bottom of caves and there's all the unspeakable fiends who are staring in the caves with you, right? You might not not believe in unspeakable fiends in caves, but you haven't spent 2 weeks down one. Right, and if you're a kid and you're spending a couple of weeks down the caves, I bet they all had nightmares. So loving kindness meditation is really good for that. And the 3rd kind of meditation that we're going to do, or I'm going to give you the option to do, is the meditation on death. Okay, so you can meditate. So what I do when I give these 3 options, like the breath meditation and loving kindness meditations, they're the normal ones, and then I want to throw in a wild card. So the wild card tonight is death. Okay, so now you're going to vote. Who wants to do breath meditation? Okay, about a third. Who wants to do loving kindness meditation? A bit more, okay. And who wants to do death? Oh, it's close, right? It's close. What do you reckon? Which one's more, death or? Death. I came to the Buddhist Society and everyone was just saying death. It's so weird. Okay, fair enough. Okay, let's do that. We'll do a meditation on death. I did the same thing in Sri Lanka to a youth group a little while ago, and it was really interesting. Like, these were all, you know, they're all in their 20s or whatever, and they were all like 90% of them wanted to do death. Right? So I thought that was very interesting. Okay. So we'll do death meditation. I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes first, and then we'll start to do the guided meditation, because it's a bit less commonly taught than other forms of meditation, so I just want to give you a bit of a background. So the purpose of doing a meditation on death is to gain a degree of equanimity, to become less attached to and less fearful and anxious about this thing that we call life. And we know that life is short. We know that life is impermanent, right? Everybody knows that. And yet we somehow live our lives as if it wasn't. Right? We somehow live our lives as if we were just going to keep on going forever. And so in Buddhism, we meditate on death in order to free ourselves from the attachment to life. And that attachment to life is limiting us. Right? It doesn't mean that we stop living. This is a very important thing. Right? It's not about idealizing death or anything like that. It's about acknowledging that reality. And when you can acknowledge that reality, you let go of the fear of death. That's the critical thing. And when you let go of the fear of death, your mind becomes peaceful and blissful and happy. And that's why the meditation on death is a meditation, right? You're used to doing meditations where it leads you to a state of peace and a state of happiness, right? How can meditation on death do that? Well, that's how it works. Because you have that anxiety and that fear, we have that inside ourselves all the time, but we don't know it, we don't realize it. So when we meditate on death, we learn gradually to let go of that, and then our mind becomes peaceful and it becomes a very joyous meditation. Okay? Now, for this evening, we're just going to do a short introduction, right? So it might not be a joyous experience for you. The path of meditation on death can be a complex one, all right? And it can bring up all kinds of feelings that might be unexpected. You might feel nothing. That's fine. You might feel terror. That's fine. You might feel depressed. That's fine. You might feel bored. It doesn't matter too much what you feel. We're just giving it a go at the moment. And any of those kinds of feelings and responses are okay. But as you, if you choose to develop it and go deeper into the meditation, then you'll find that it leads to that sense of peace and that sense of letting go. Having said which, if you find that you're having like a strong negative reaction to meditation on death, if it raises anxieties in you, if it makes you feel depressed and so on, then probably best not to continue with that meditation, okay? So unlike, one of the reasons we teach breath meditation and loving kindness meditation a lot is because those meditations are very general and anybody can do them and can benefit from them. The meditation on death is a little bit more, risky, but a little bit more specialized, or it's useful, it's not so broadly useful for everyone. So give it a go, but if it doesn't work for you, that's fine. Just set it to one side. Don't worry about it, okay? So there are many different ways that we can approach meditation on death, and the one I'm going to choose this evening will be a variation or be derived from the contemplation of the skeleton and the decomposing body. And this you can find in the Satipatthana Sutta and other places in the Buddhist scriptures. So this is where the meditation tonight is going to come from. Okay, so let's start with the meditation. And get into meditation posture. So we're sitting quietly. And allowing your mind
to settle back inside your body. Just feel where your body is at, the sensations, touch of the seat, the way that your posture is feeling, the sensation of cloth on your skin. And just get a kind of sense for where your body is at right now. And as you feel and experience your body right now, notice the aliveness of it. Your body is breathing. Your body has a tingle to it. Sensations that are sparkling. Like a network of electricity, like a field. And anywhere that you put your attention, inside your body, you can feel something there. Now I'm going to ask you to imagine your own body lying on the ground in front of you. Just exactly as you are now. Imagine you're just lying down to go to sleep. Same clothes, everything the same. Except when you're lying down there, you're not going to sleep. Actually, you're dead. So you just imagine your own dead body in front of you. Don't worry if you can't imagine it very clearly. Like I said, we're just starting out, just beginning. Just some kind of idea what it would be like to see your own body lying there. No breathing, no movement in the limbs, none of that spark of life. Now imagine that same body was taken and cast away in a charnel ground, just like laid on the ground to rot away. Not hidden away in a coffin or cremated like we do to hide away death, but just left out in the elements. And after a few days, body starts to get blotchy, starts to get bloated, skin starts to get discoloured. Just imagine what that's like. You've seen corpses before, decaying corpses. Imagine your body like a decaying corpse. And at this point in the meditation, sometimes if you see that very clearly, you'll have this feeling of revulsion. It's okay. It's part of the process. We've all seen dead bodies and we know that they're supposed to be repulsive, supposed to be scary, supposed to be horrifying. But really, it's just nature. Your body is just like that. There's only one breath that divides you and death. And imagine that process of decay was to go on further. The maggots have eaten your corpse. And it's just like the remnants of skin and blood smeared across the bones. Just a skeleton, the clothes have worn away, broken off. You can just see your own skeleton lying there. You can't even recognize yourself anymore. It just looks like any old skeleton. And the skin and the teeth. Kind of messy goo from the organs. Just when you see that decaying corpse, you recognize that all of those things that you see, the bones, skin, the decaying fat and organs and things, they're all things that are inside you right now. That's just who you are. There's nothing different between you and that corpse. Just one breath and a little bit of time, that's all. imagine that some more time had gone past and all of the skin and the viscera, the blood, all of that had gone. And all that's left is just a bare skeleton, just like clean bones. And you all know what that looks like. You've seen so many skeletons. We're supposed to be afraid of them. They're supposed to be something disturbing. And actually, it's just bones. You're carrying around bones inside yourself right now. There's nothing different. There's nothing weird about it. And so you just see your bones lying there. You wouldn't even recognize them. How do you tell they're your bones? Maybe you can look closely, check the dental records. They identify corpses. If you're like me, you've had lots of fillings, then you can recognize your corpse by the fillings. But apart from that, who does it belong to? It's just nature. It's nature that we're here now. We have life, we have vitality, we have breath, we have choice. But it's also nature just to be lying there, just bones. Aperta vignano. Mind is gone. Look at the bones that are inside your body now. You can feel them. You can feel the bones in your forearm or in your jaw or in your chest. You feel the hardness of them and the shape of them. And just compare. You realize, oh, this bone in me now, this hip bone, this leg bone, this foot bone, this is the same as those bones I can see in that skeleton in front of me. Now imagine even more time had gone past. Many years, even hundreds of years, and those skeletons were disappearing, crumbling into dust, scattered around the place. You can't even see a whole skeleton anymore, just a few bones here and there. You can only just make out that it used to be a human being. And the bones are crumbling away. They're not revolting anymore. They're not scary anymore. It has a different kind of feel, doesn't it? When you see like very old bones, it's a little bit sad. A little bit, but quite also quite fascinating, like like a record of something that was lost. You can see that your bones are becoming soil. It's part of that cycle. New life is coming up. And then eventually, after a long time, then your bones have disappeared completely. It's just gone. Any evidence that you ever lived. All of your achievements, all of your life, all of your loves, all of the things you ever cared about. They're all gone. The things that mattered to you, the things you were passionate about, the things that made you angry. They're all gone. You've left them all behind. And now we're coming near to the end of the meditation. So I want you to bring your awareness back to where we started, back to focusing on your body, your living body, the body here and now. Be aware once more of the life within this body. The breath within this body, the energy within this body. And know that this body is just that. It's just what we've seen. It's something impermanent, it's conditioned, it will fade away. But right now, we have life. Right now, we have a moment. Right now, we have a choice. And we can choose to live and to live well. we can choose to live in a way that values this precious and beautiful life. We can choose to live in a way that will honour and love and respect all those people we meet. We can choose to live in a way that follows the path of the Dhamma, that follows the path of peace, that follows the path of wisdom. We have the opportunity. We can do it. Don't waste your chance. Don't wait until it's too late. Now is the time for you to choose how you're going to live your life. And now we're reaching the end of the meditation. And just before we finish, I want you to reflect for a minute and just ask yourself, how do you feel now? Remember how you felt at the beginning of the meditation. What kind of emotions did you have? How comfortable was your body? What kind of thoughts were going through your mind? And compare that with how you're feeling now. And then notice any change that meditation has brought you. And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings find peace and freedom. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You can open your eyes and come out of meditation.